T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66
WFAN. Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be at 6:04 and 30 seconds to go right along with it on a football Friday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman. Paulie Rosenberg. They're on the other side of the glass, 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number, of course, for what will be a four-hour Friday schmooze right up until Sal Licata at 10 on your fan, New York City.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore.
We knew coming into this game how we had to play on offense. We needed to be great with time of possession. We needed to make sure that we did a great job with ball security. And then when we got our opportunities in the red zone, we had to score touchdowns. We didn't do it.
"'Tis some visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. "Only this, and nothing more."
Jackson has just set the all-time single-season rushing record for a quarterback.
And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before.
Jackson will sling it to the end zone. Caught! Touchdown, Baltimore! Jackson under center, fake the handoff. Jackson a floater. End zone. Caught for the touchdown!
Distinctly I remember. It was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember brought its ghost upon the floor.
Darnold dials it up, throws, it is intercepted at the 5-yard line in the pocket. Look out, Darnold gets hammered from behind, and the ball pops free.
You know, when you slip up in the NFL, you get exposed. And so for me, I just got to continue to play ball, not have those critical one or two mistakes a game.
Here, I opened wide the door. Darkness there. And nothing more.
Jackson sets. He throws. Left side. End zone on a rainbow. Touchdown. Jackson end zone. It's caught. Seth Roberts. Touchdown, Ravens. Jackson throws on the move. It's caught at the 5. Ingram. Touchdown, Baltimore.
Quoth the Raven, nevermore.
I'm enjoying it. I love the game. Great group of guys. Coaching staff with me. I couldn't wish to be any place else.
In my soul, from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor, shall be lifted nevermore.
42-21, the final. The Ravens defeat the New York Jets.
Well, now, nobody really expected the New York Jets to win this game last night. This time of year, miracles only happen on 34th Street. Trying to stop Lamar Jackson is like trying to catch a Formula One race car with a horse and buggy. Remember how we used to say Superman was faster than a speeding bullet? He's now in second place. He's trailing the MVP to be the home and road runner from Baltimore. How fast is Lamar Jackson? Well, the Ravens had to borrow the Orioles' radar speed gun. Edgar Allan Poe got quotes from most Ravens, nevermore, telling him, "Jackson sure can fly," and nobody would be surprised if that particular Raven could. The Jets had and were the number 2 in the league against the run. And at the end of the first quarter, Jackson and Ingram had combined for 99 yards on the ground. So what is in a number? By halftime, the Jets had outgained the Ravens 199 yards to 188. They had converted 6 of 9 third downs and trailed 21-7. The Jets certainly had chances. They had the opportunities to make it a game, which is like saying, I could have been born with Brad Pitt looks. Sam was looking like he was still developing, and he was also looking like he was fully developed. So the jury is still deliberating whether he's a franchise leader of the Gang of Green. Sam made some very nice throws to Crowder, to Smith, to Robbie Anderson, and made some decisions that reminded you he is still a work in progress. He threw a pass to a Raven, not a very good decision, and lost the ball on a sack, and did engineer a very long drive that had the Jets coming up short on a 4th-and-1. And did you happen to notice, and I think you did, Adam Gase and Sam Darnold going at it on the sidelines over Sam's decision-making on that 4th-and-1 incompletion. But the play call and the execution, of course, of the call can certainly be second-guessed because it didn't work. Sam threw a beautiful 20-yard pass, negated by a not-so-beautiful Harrison block in the back. But Hewitt's 43-yard pass interference was worse. And usually it is not going to be a good result when you got a linebacker on a wide receiver like Hollywood Brown. And were that, what did we happen to see? Was that two consecutive offsides? And having 12 men on the field will work, but it only works if the officials are not paying attention. Sam Ficken, he was holed up on the shoulders of all of his teammates a week ago, but not last night. What was that with the 49-yarder? It was partially blocked. He missed an extra point, so carried off the field as he was a week ago. Did not happen last night. And, of course, when you have field position, that's a very, very good thing. And that means the field position set up with some very nice kickoff returns. We saw that from Montgomery. We saw that from Smith. And even if it didn't amount to much more than that, I mean, field position is only going to work if he can move down the field. So there was some bright spots last night, but again, missed opportunities. Nobody, again, expected the New York Jets to win the game. And there's no shame in losing to the Ravens, considered by some of us to be the best team in the NFL and will be playing serious February football. And it's now, 10 in a row for them? But you have to be looking, as you were last night, to see how good Sam and the kids would look losing. They looked okay in the first half. Not so okay. Not so good with 3 and outs and mistakes in the second half. No adjustments in that second half. No adjustments made. No soup for you. Bell was off and running last night. Over 80 yards. But there's more to him than just playing football. He's got all this time during the week to be doing you know what? He is going to be seen soon trying to strike it rich.
It's time to hit the jackpot on Bowling for Dollars, New York's big money and big prize game show where everyone is a winner.
You would agree that it's kind of a bad option.
Yeah, I would say so.
And let's see who's going to be our first pin pal of the night on Bowling for Dollars.
The bigger surprise, I rolled 251 off the flu. That's the bigger surprise. That's my career high, 251.
Better than what he was, and he's closer being 100%. So the fact they're letting them back in the building is a positive.
Caught on the sideline by Bell. Breaks a tackle 25 down the sideline. The 20, the 15, the 10.
One more time. And you break that jackpot and share it with your pin pal.
It's back to Bell. Bell into the middle of that line. And it's a touchdown.
All right. He wins the jackpot.
So I can do more, you know, so when they call on me to do more, I'll be ready. But until then, you know, I'm going to go out there and do my role.
And now it is Bell who takes it in for a Jets go-ahead touchdown.
He's won the jackpot, $780. He's won a trip for two to Monte Carlo. Now he's trying for a 78 Chevrolet Chevette.
Second and goal for one. Le'Veon Bell is in for a Jets touchdown.
Don't get sore.
There's still a lot more to come. Don't go away.
What am I going to discipline him for? I can't tell him this. You have to stay in your house.
And he is determined to beat his high game set last week, 251. Up until last night, Le'Veon Bell had converted more spares than first downs for the New York Football Jets. We'll get into a bunch of things. You know about Jack Rabbit, who turned into a jackass. And you know about the Cuban defector. He's going to be making less money. And it is with week 15. And coming up at 7:40, Mike Florio of ProFootballTalk.com and NBC Sports. So we'll go around the horn with him with the games coming up this particular weekend as the season drawing itself to a close.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.